Good morning. Would you please stand and sing I Love You, Lord? It'll be up here on the screen.
Think about you and talk about you on this day and on this weekend, Lord, the Memorial Weekend day for Memorial Day tomorrow, Lord, when we celebrate those that gave their life so that we could be here today, Lord, and worshiping you. We praise those men and women that gave their lives. Guide and direct us, Lord, as we go through the service this morning and give us your will and your peace. Amen.
Would you please turn to page 61, Come Thou Almighty King, or it'll be up here on the board.
By the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Stay seated. We'll give you a break today. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. The next hymn we're going to sing is number 64, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Let's go ahead and sing that, and then we'll come back, okay?
Sorry.
We're one out. That's okay. Let's sing it. Stay seated. You're fine. Go.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, some of you, I'm a little loud. I know some of you, a little late getting in, I didn't get to talk to you, and I guess you can recognize that this isn't David Tabor. David is sick, and he didn't get sick till this morning, apparently. As we walked into church, my phone beeped, and guess what? It said, you got it. He's sick, he's really sick, he tried to get someone to come this morning but wasn't able, so you're stuck with me again. But right now we want to talk about any joys or concerns. Anybody have any joys in your life that you want to share?
I know you've got them, you're just not sharing them. I do the same thing. I can think lots of joys. I see one of those joys is when I look in the back. So what about prayer concerns? Anybody that you want to bring up a prayer concern, or you can keep it within yourself, I understand that as well. We're not live today, so that's why I can allow that.
For David.
Oh yes. Definitely David. And Mary Lynn. We all know how that goes. Any others? Yes. I'm not hearing good, so. I got hearing aids and they still don't work.
Unspoken.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got an appointment this week. We're going to have a talk because I don't hear well with hearing aids. All right, let's bow our heads as we pray this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we so thank you for giving us again this day. We pray for those unspoken requests that needed prayer, those that have joys in their heart that we know at most times we do. We lift up David and Mary Lynn this morning. Pray that David will get over this sickness and return to better health. We pray for those who are really close to this weekend, Lord. Those that have lost loved ones that served in the military, giving their life so that we may live the way we live today. We pray that as we go forward in this week, that we will remember you. That in some ways, Lord, I ask that we could make every day a Sunday, a day of knowing you, loving you, and thinking about you. And as always, Lord, as we do that, we pray together that prayer that you gave us, Lord, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, I'll ask the ushers to come forward for offering. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to give to you. And that we'd ask you, guide and direct us, that you give would be used for you. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you. go ahead and put a song, one of our songs in.
Okay. Well, we've got Freely, Freely.
Okay. Yeah.
Freely, Freely.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can stay seated. Give me a break today. Page 389, and it'll be up on the, it's Freely, Freely. We'll get it together here by and by. That's a good one. Oh, let's start over again here. Whatever. He said, freely, freely you have received. Get a very confused.
We're missing the verses.
Yeah. Well, you want to do something different?
We'll catch up.
We'll catch up. Sorry.
See? Anytime anybody would like to volunteer to take over for this, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, me too.
This
that's
morning.
The last verse.
Do what?
That's the last verse.
Okay. Anyway, when I got that call this morning, or that text, it kind of, as you can imagine, it kind of threw me a little bit. So I had to start thinking and talking a little bit more to God this morning. And I feel like He drove me to this scripture. It's from John. And he says, now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. And Jesus answered him, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Now Nicodemus said to him, how can anyone be born after having grown old? How can one enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? Think about that one. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Believe in him, and you will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And what can I say about that? I know I'm guilty of walking away from here on Sunday sometimes, and I don't take Sunday with me. I would bet that, you know, I would never ask you to raise your hands, but I bet that there are some of you here that walk away from here on Sunday, and sometime during the week, you've really left Sunday. And Sunday should be with us every day, because that's God's day, and every day is God's day. The key to me is praying, and I do that. I pray every day, every night. It has to be my prayer. Not that sometimes during the day I have prayed when things got a little tough, or when I did something that I know I shouldn't have done, and I get that little tap on the shoulder, and I know it's God saying you shouldn't have done that. And so I do ask that God forgive me and help me to get straightened back out. I see things that are good. I see great things that happen, and you know, I don't always, as I should, I don't always say, God, thank you. Thank you for this day that the sun is shining. Thank you for this day that it's raining, because in some way, obviously, we need some rain. Thank you, Lord, for saving me when I almost got hit by that car, because their problem might have been my problem. Not that I would have a problem driving. Mary can attest to that. But we get hung up. We get caught up in all that's going on around us. And believe me, as you well know, there is way too much going on around us today. Someone asked me one time, if I could turn the clock back, where would you take it in years? And I told them in the 70s, and they laughed at me and said, that's dumb. I said, well, I'd do anything to go backwards than to stay where we're at. But unfortunately, we don't have that. That's not an opportunity that we have. So we have to deal with today, deal with tomorrow, and deal with what's coming. But it makes it easier to do that, I promise you, if you trust in the Lord. Pray. I beg you to pray every day that he will guide and direct you. Pray for your friends. Pray for your family. Pray for those that don't believe. Pray for those that are sinning against God. All of that, because that's what will make the difference. I may have told you the story before. It always pops in my head when I start talking, but I go back to the loss of a friend's child when she was 13 years old. And that was very, very difficult for me, because every time I saw her, she put her arms around me and told me she loved me. Not just me, she did that to everybody. She was a fine Christian young girl. But for whatever reason, her time came and she left. And I had some very difficult times with that. I remember praying and saying, God, I could give you five people. Just bring her back, because I can name you five people that they need to be gone, but she needs to be here. I did that more than once. And then I talked to her daddy one day, and I told him, I said, and by the way, her dad's gone now, bless his heart. But I told him how I felt, and he said, Larry, he said, stop that. I said, what do you mean? He said, I miss her. But I know where she's at. She's with my God, your God, our God. And he said, those five people you're talking about or thinking about, he said, I bet you they're probably people that you don't think the way they act, that they actually believe in God probably. I said, yeah, you're probably right. The way they live. He said, but you know what? And this is what changed me. God is hoping those five people will come to Him. He's going to continue to give them a chance. My daughter knew the Lord. She loved the Lord. Her time came. He took her home. And I'm living with that. To this day, I don't know that I could live with that. I can't imagine. If a 13-year-old, 1 minute she's there, next minute she's in the hospital, they thought she was recovering, and the next minute she was gone within, I think, a 24, 48-hour period. So that's the thing, too, that we need to pray for. Pray for those that are not close to God, that do not even know God. Put them in your prayers. Keep them there. Keep your family there. I know some people I've talked with, they have family that they've said, you know, they don't believe in God, or they don't go to church, they don't do this, they don't do that. Well, pray for them, because that's the opportunity for a way to them through God. Now, how it all works out, I'll tell you again, it's between the person and it's between God. But I truly believe that our prayers can help make that difference. Our actions can help make the difference. So this week, think about that as you go forward in the week. As some of you go to work. I used to work, but sometimes I wish I could go back to work because I think I'd have more time. But go this week and think every day. Look around you. And when you see that child that looks like it's not being treated right, when you see that adult that's maybe living a life or doing things that we know is not appropriate, pray for them. Lift them up to God. And hopefully that will make the difference in their life as well as yours. Our hymn, our closing hymn this morning, not our closing hymn, because we're going to sing. You think you're going to get out early, right? No. We're going to sing, and we're going to let you sit and sing, but we're going to praise God, and we're going to sing some songs appropriate for the weekend. So let's get ready to sing. Go ahead. See, we kind of changed things at the last minute, but we're getting there.
Jesus name.
Republic, 71.
Seven seventeen.
Is 261, Lord of the Dance. Spacious Skies, 696. America the Beautiful.
Enjoyed that music this morning, and still it might get out just a little bit, okay? Need to remind those that are on the church council, we are still meeting at 1 today in the classroom. The DS and the new, I always forget the title.
Lay minister.
Lay leaders, all, I'm too old. But now, most of them are lay ministers. They've had additional training that qualifies them for a lot more than the old lay leader days. But we will be meeting at 1. If you want to run and grab something to eat, if you can. But we'll be meeting at 1 o'clock. Let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, go with us. Go with us in peace this week. Help us to remember you every day, Lord, not just today. In some ways, Lord, I pray that we would even worship you every day. Thank you so much. God, grant us peace. God, grant us your will. Keep us safe. In Christ's name, amen.